me. Excuse me. What in the world are you thinking?
Mean Gene, the first thing you need to do is to tell these people to shut up if you want to hear what I gotta say.
What up, y'all? It's KM, the Six Ninja, in the place to be for a paper saber universe, and this is the New World Podcast, brother. We're talking about SmackDown, May 10th, 2024. Corey Graves, Wade Barrett on commentary, and we started with Nick Aldis in the ring, bringing out Cody to let Cody know who is the next challenger for Cody Rhodes. And Nick is like, I will show you. Here he is, and this man needs no introduction. It is Logan Paul. I was like, oh, what? Cody Rhodes versus Logan Paul? I'm in heaven. I was like, oh my gosh. And I was like, oh man, this is going to be a match. Like, this is going to be a match. Like, between these two for this big event, for this PLE, you want to call it? I'm down. And what Logan said really was like, hey, man, I'm going to beat you, and I'm going to pin you on my logo in the middle of that ring. And I was like, damn. All right, Logan, I see you, and next week is their contract signing. Are you excited about this match? Because I am. I am very excited about Logan Paul versus Cody Rhodes. I'm a big fan of WWE Logan Paul, nothing outside of that. This Logan Paul, I'm a big fan of. This kid has proved himself in the ring. He's a natural at it, and going against Cody Rhodes, that's going to be a banger, folks. Banger. Oh, I'm excited. We have Kayla with AJ Styles in the back. You know, he's like, hey, I lost, but I'm going to climb my way back to the top of the mountain, and I will get my shot against Cody again. But it starts tonight with the King of the Ring and Queen of the Ring round one tournaments for SmackDown. And I will say, we started off with Naomi versus Nia Jax. A little bit of wardrobe malfunction on Naomi's part. They had to black out the screen here and there. But I gotta say, I was really impressed with this match. I really was. I feel like Nia stepping up her game. Naomi's looking great. I had a lot of fun with this match. And I was rooting for Naomi, but Nia Jax got the win. But these two, whew, I think they tore it up. To start the show this hot, I was already on board. I'm like, let's get this going, man. But no, Naomi versus Nia Jax is nothing to sleep on. You should check out this match. Byron is with Baron Corbin backstage. Carmelo Hayes interrupts. They got a round one match as well. And we have a DIY package. A lot of packages tonight showcasing what's to come on SmackDown. What's next? The story here for the next couple shows with Raw and SmackDown is this tournament and introducing these new talents that were drafted to Raw and what they can bring. So I am excited about what DIY can do in SmackDown. Next up, we have Baron Corbin versus Carmelo Hayes. This match was okay, like most Baron Corbin matches, but it was sponsored by Max. I was like, ooh, and the movie The Iron Claw. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. And my wife's like, why? I was like, it's an MJF-produced movie. And I'm hoping MJF comes to WWE, but who knows? He had surgery, so, you know, and maybe I'm like grasping at straws, very tiny little straws, but that would be awesome if MJF came to WWE. But also too, you know, he could be an AEW loyalist, but he also goes where the money go or the money is, as he said, you know. But we'll see. MJF, we'll see, man. And I don't know what WWE can do with MJF, especially with No, I think MJF is a professional on all levels. And I don't know why I'm talking about MJF so much, but let's go back to this. Kayla with Bayley, you know, and of course Chelsea and Piper interrupt. And I was like, ooh, are we setting something with Chelsea and Bayley? So, but Piper Nevin has a big match with Jade Cargill next. This was a good match. This really was. Randy Orton with Byron backstage before this match. You know, talking about how he's going to climb to the top and being Randy Orton with the three deadliest letters in professional wrestling, and that is RKO. But next up, Jade Cargill versus Piper Nevin. Oh my gosh, I had so much fun with this match. Jade got the win, and she's looking great in that ring. I mean, she really is. They took her from, because my wife was like, I don't even know who this was until she came to WWE, but they made such a big deal. I'm like, yeah, I go. She had an undefeated streak with that TBS championship. I go, her matches were very short. you know, and she, Jade even admits, like, yeah, I remember being handed, told to use the chair, and I didn't know how to use the chair. I didn't want to hurt nobody. But WWE took her in, brought her to the Performance Center to sharpen her craft, and she looks great. So this match was awesome. Jade Cargill gets the win. She moves on. Shinsuke promo package. We're going to... I'm excited about Shinsuke. I really want them to rebuild Shinsuke Nakamura back up. And they've been doing such a great job, especially with his rivalry with Cody. I hope Shinsuke can move up the ladder as well. Then next up, we have Bianca Belair versus Candice LeRae. This match was okay. Bianca Belair gets the win. And yeah, Candice LeRae should have cheated. Well, she tried, but you know. Bianca Belair got the win. But right here is the meat and potatoes of this show, the Bloodline. Oh my gosh, Solo and Paul. Paul's like, hey, I've told everyone I have put my life on the line. I put my career on the line. I gave everything. I've given everything, and this is why I'm loyal to the Tribal Chief Roman Reigns. But I haven't heard from him. And Solo's like, I heard from him. And Paul's like, What do you mean? He goes, Roman says, I'm the Tribal Chief until he gets back, and you are my wise man. I was like, oh, and then with those Don Mafioso gloves, I was like, okay. And he's like, come here, Paul. Give me a hug. Give Paul a hug, you know. And I'm like, oh, this is some mafia shit right here. Solo's in charge of the new Bloodline, this new roster, and with another member on the horizon. Rumors was... Jacob Fatu was supposed to make an appearance this week, but maybe they're holding off. Maybe they're holding off until the King and Queen of the Ring, right? Ooh, I'm excited, man. But next up, we had an Andrade promo. I can't wait for Andrade to come on SmackDown. But next up, we have Angelo Dawkins versus Tama Tonga. And this match was fun. I really did enjoy this match. Of course, the Street Profits get taken out after Tama Tonga wins because we got to do some Bloodline shenanigans. He can't win fairly, you know, Solo. But the Street Profits are taken out by the Bloodline. Paul's like, oh, my God, you know, these guys are vicious. These guys are ruthless. This is a whole new level of the Bloodline. This is a ruthless Bloodline. With I'm calling him the Tribal Boss. That's what I'm calling Solo. But I'm excited for this next chapter. I'm excited to see where this goes. I'm excited when Roman comes back. I'm excited when The Rock comes back. Where will we be? Will there be Bloodline versus Bloodline? Oh, man, just saying that out loud sounds fucking dope. Blair Davenport promo. I'm excited about Blair Davenport. All the opportunities and challenges that await her. I'm excited. Are you excited? Because I am. Now the main event of the show. AJ Styles versus Randy Orton. It was okay for the most part. These two vets just going at it. And Randy Orton got the win. And I was like, damn. AJ Styles, I'm sorry, man. I was like, I was rooting for AJ in this one. I was like, it was just one of those things. I was like, oh, Randy won. That's cool. I love Randy. Don't get me wrong. I really do. But I was really rooting for AJ Styles. After getting an opportunity for a championship match with Cody Rhodes, I was like, man. Let's just keep AJ going, man. Like, he fell down the mountain. Let's let him climb up the mountain, but Randy Orton won. Alicia Taylor made her debut tonight. And I was like, ooh. And then we have some Bo Dallas. They're not going to call him Bo Dallas. But we have Uncle Howdy. That new faction that's coming slowly with QR codes all over the TV. So that was SmackDown. I got to say my matches of the night was Naomi versus Nia Jax. Next up, Jay Cargill versus Piper Niven. And up next to that is Angelo Dawkins versus Tama Tonga. Overall, I give this show a solid 3.5 out of 5. There wasn't anything groundbreaking besides Solo saying he's in charge. We were introducing things, and we had the big news with Cody Rhodes versus with Logan Paul. And I'm very excited about that, but I gotta say the highlights were the Cody, the Jade, and Naomi matches. You know, Cody and Logan started off the show and it was like, oh my God, and you waited and you got the Bloodline thing. So 3.5 out of 5 for this SmackDown, but I did enjoy it very much after a long, grueling week at the day job. But I'm glad to be here, and that's SmackDown, May 10th, 2024. Corey Graves, Wade Barrett on commentary. Go to prowrestlingtees.com/newworldpodcast. Get yourself that sweet NWP logo created by Penta X. And remember that the New World Podcast is for life.
Brother. I'm in charge of the bloodline. I call the shots. And you will be my wise man.